We've got a pretty special treat here as Dundee County Stratton girls state championship team are in the house. I was present a story like I was just telling it to Coach Schaub and the girls here. Yesterday, Cambridge invite relays, it was 85, 90 degrees. I'm looking outside, and boy, the DCS girls are going, oh boy. There was a hot day. It was a hot day. They're toasted. I told Coach Sparga, I told Coach Schaub, if you don't want to make it this morning, don't worry about it. Because I know you were wiped out from yesterday, Coach. And I'll let just grab that microphone out of the thing here. There you go. Just say, right there. Anyway, but I text Coach Schaub and say, we'll be there. And God bless you're here
well,
this morning.
Well, I mean, they seem pretty fired up about doing this. So, you know, I ran it by them. And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Well,
so,
cool.
Since they committed, I thought, you know, let's follow through with it.
Well,
so.
Good deal. Congrats. I know we've talked. I know Mark talked to you as well. You just still... Is the buzz still there on winning a state championship?
You bet. You know, just really special. I thank all of them and assistant coach Mike Spargo and Emily Gleesberg. Wouldn't have been able to do without those two also. And just thankful for the opportunity. You know, it's kind of only a select group get the opportunity for a state championship and they got it done. I really appreciate that.
You couldn't get Coach Gleesberg out of bed this morning to come here?
She's actually at a bowl sale. So we had her coming to it, and then I think her brother needed her at a bowl sale somewhere. So.
Okay.
You bet. So she's working 24/7, 7 days a week. So.
Exactly right. Going back to the three – for the 4 days, because you go Wednesday, Friday, Saturday – down there an extra day, and you've got to find things to do after winning on Wednesday to play on Friday. You've got to prepare on Thursday to get ready for Friday, don't you?
You bet. You know, we watched some film, and then we did some practice. You know, one thing that impressed me about these ladies, they wanted to hit every team in our area. So they wanted to go to the Arapahoe game, and then we scouted Wynot, and I was going to try to get them out of there, and it went to overtime, and they're like, no, we want to watch the rest of this. So I really love their love for basketball. They wanted to catch Maywood Hay Center's game, but it was so late. Yeah. We're like, we got to play in the morning. We're not going to be able to do that. But they were really supportive of all the teams in the area. That really impressed me.
Yeah, that's great because you faced a lot of these teams during the regular season, conference, stuff like that. You want to see them do well.
You bet. And, you know, they all did a good job, and our conference is going to be even tougher next year. A lot of young teams, so
all right,
we got to step it up more. Even
we got five young ladies here. I'm going to go around this first before I hand it over to Lexi here. Talk about the story with her she's going, oh my gosh, don't do it again. But an injured knee. Well, usually when you blow out your knee, you're done. This young lady, no, she played and she played and she played, didn't she?
You bet. You know, gave us some really key minutes. Her phrase was, it's just the new normal, you know. But, you know, I know she was in some pain, but kept through it. And her doctor gave her permission. You can't damage it worse is kind of what it is. But I know it wasn't easier for her, but she was really key to all those victories.
You bet. Lexi Rakowski, you got the microphone. Your very first one. Very good. How are you held together by glue and duct tape or what?
Just a knee brace.
Just a knee brace. Kind of held you together. You were not going to miss this opportunity, were you?
No. It would have hurt a lot more not to play than to sit on the – or to go through the pain that I had to go through.
So do you and your parents kind of talk about it? It's like, were they all behind this with you? It's like, it's your decision?
Yeah. I remember after the Cambridge game, that's a sub-district final. Or, yeah. My dad I got injured, and then we came from Potter Dix home, and my dad's like, you're going to go through some pain, you're going to experience pain, you're going to have to figure out, like, how to work through that, and if you really, like, pain's temporary, glory's forever, is what he basically told me, so I kind of had his, like, words in my head going through the games.
So you guys talked about it. Hey,
yeah.
That talk did the trick, didn't it?
Yeah. I remember that Wynot game at the... It was at halftime. My knee was bothering me a lot, so I walked up to my mom. I was like, can I take some extra ibuprofen? I was pretty knocked up on drugs then.
And thank goodness moms do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that very well, and moms and ibuprofen and stuff like that. Yeah.
And my dad walked down there with her, and he's like, you got 16 minutes left. Give it your all. Like, so, I don't know. It was great playing with these girls and getting experience with there.
You had a little bit of a scare in game one. That was Oh, she looked at me like, no, we did. You had it in control, right?
Yeah, we just had to give them a game.
Really?
Get their money's worth.
Okay, so this was all planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
We're just going to kind of let them stay around for a while, and then we're going to turn it on in the final couple of minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is that Loomis team played you a lot tougher than the first time, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I think we kind of maybe went in just a little bit too cocky. We beat them by 39 points the first game, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. They've played us before. They knew how to scout us, so gave us a really good game.
This will be a season and a year you'll never forget, will it?
Definitely not.
You bet. All right. And not, of course, you kind of, are you doing any surgery now for that knee or just what?
Yeah. I go in April 6th to have surgery performed.
Okay. And then school's just about done. You got a busy summer ahead, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah. Get ready for college. Get a job.
Where are you going to go?
I'm headed to K-State. I'm going to major in animal science.
Okay, very good. Manhattan, Kansas. Very good. So thank you for getting up this morning. Sure appreciate it, Lexi.
Yeah.
You bet. All right, Abby Spargo. Nice job yesterday, by the way.
Oh,
good meet.
Yeah,
a little bit. Grab it like a rock star. Like a rock star, you bet. Good. I got to mention track because I love watching the track and field scene. Pretty good opening meet yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I felt really good, too. Especially with just, we didn't have so much practice going in, so felt really good for that.
Yeah, you had 4 days? Three, 4 days?
Three, one,
three? Yeah. Not much, huh?
No, not much at all. That's why I was surprised at how well we performed.
Did very well, you betcha. So how about you? Are you still feeling the vibe over winning a state championship 2 weeks
later?
Definitely.
I think that was part of it, just carrying over from all of that feeling and then just into this meet.
And just the season as a whole, you lost one game of the season. Mm-hmm. Gosh, you wish you had that Alma game back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think loss is a bad thing. Yeah. You learn a lot from it, and I think we learned a lot from that game. And that just, I think it made us better a lot, pushed us this season.
And facing teams like that, you know, it wasn't
a bad loss at all.
Yeah, because you take that and you learn from it, watch film,
right.
Hey, this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Correct it for the next time, right?
Yep, exactly. And Alma's a really good team. We knew they were going to be tough, so if we were going to lose to anyone, I think it was going to be them.
Yeah, no question. Talk about the championship game. What a nail biter. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Big stage, first
right.
game of the day, and everything to kick things off.
Yep. We'd been playing all the early games that week, so I think we were well prepared. And I think I was just more nervous for our semifinal and championship game after our first round game against Loomis, but I think we didn't let that affect us very much, so we just played our game like we've been playing all year.
Yeah, great three. And how was it? Was it kind of weird you play Wednesday and you get Thursday off and Friday, Saturday? Would you have, this is kind of a hypothetical question, would you have rather gone boom, 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 play three straight days or that Thursday?
Absolutely not.
That Thursday gave you the day off was good for
right,
you.
Right, yeah. We had a lot of time to prep and recover, and I think we definitely needed that, so it was really nice to have.
Ran into a little foul trouble.
Yeah, a little
time.
Bit.
Just a little bit. You see her face. Yeah, I did. So what? But you had people come off the bench and help you, right?
We had a lot of bench players step up, and I'm really, like, Char did really well. And then Ava played through
issues.
Yeah.
She's looking at you like, thanks a lot. You're bringing this up. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. We just had a lot of people step up and play through like injuries and pain. And Char, she hadn't played a ton. And that was just a really high stakes game. So I'm really proud of them.
You needed your bench people, didn't you?
Yeah. And they did. They stepped up. So that was really nice to have.
I know Kimberly Escobar's not here this morning, but boy, she played very, got to put a big plug for her. She played a heck of a series, a heck of a 4 days, didn't she?
She did. She did really well. I know she was really upset after fouling out in the championship game, but she had really key moments to help us win that game. Just momentum boosters and, like her three.
Yeah, hitting the perimeter shooting. You got to have some perimeter shots, don't you?
Yeah, no kidding. And I don't know how many she made before that, so it was just really good timing.
Exactly right. What a great season. Volleyball state tournament, basketball state tournament, and now you're on to the track and field scene.
Mm-hmm.
You like it? Boom, boom, boom. Just keep going, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited for track because we've already had so much success there, and then we're just going to keep pushing. Hopefully do it again.
I do believe you got Saturday off, and you and Emily have club tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Where are you head tomorrow?
Kearney
High.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't actually know.
What team are you playing with this year for club?
308 Elite.
Okay, and they're based out of?
Sydney.
Sydney, very good.
Yep.
So who's some of the other players on that team, if I may ask?
We have a couple Garden County girls, Kinley I don't know their last. Denning and Ridgeland Stanzik.
Okay.
And then we have Callie Licking from Mullen and Rylan Quick from Maxwell.
Okay.
We have... Sorry.
That's okay. I don't expect you. You're doing a good job remembering
Weber
these names.
From Alliance.
Uh-huh.
And Laramie.
Last name, don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. She's from Sydney.
Is this your first club spring, or have you been playing already? Your tournament.
We've had a few
tournaments already. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. That's keeping you hopping, boy. Track practice. I mean, you go for basketball, and you probably play basketball. Were you playing basketball, volleyball, kind of a little bit together?
Yeah,
weren't you?
We started volleyball in January.
Right.
I think so, but it's been fun. I like being active, so it's been no.
Wouldn't have any other way, would you?
Right.
You bet. Thank you very much for coming down, Abby, and we're looking forward to big things to come in track and field. That's for sure. All right, Ava. I got to ask. What did Abby bring up that you were looking at her going, why did you say that? Can I ask?
Oh, yeah. My calves were just cramping pretty bad the last two games. So.
Uh-huh. It happens, right?
Yeah.
Didn't eat enough bananas or drink enough water? Are you a... Go ahead. Do you want to say something? Oh, you're good, Ava. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Pickle juice. Does anybody have pickle juice there? I hear that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's gross. I think it sounds gross, but apparently pickle juice cures the calf cramps, I guess. So, yeah, exactly right. Great season. Got to love one. That was a fun run, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun.
So tell me this. Being at the state volleyball tournament in the fall, the state basketball, that kind of helped the nerves and everything because you'd already been on the big stage before?
I think just a little bit, yeah. I'm still pretty nervous for the basketball games, though.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, as far as the – okay, that's kind of a bad question. The best game was the Why Not game, don't you think? Or do you feel like the previous two games was better?
I think the Why Not game was probably our best game, and then Archangels was pretty good, too.
Yeah, all three. You knew all three are going to be dogfights, right?
Yeah.
Especially how about the Loomis game in the back of your mind? I got to bring that up probably to every one of these young ladies because I'm watching, I'm listening to Mark and Coach Freeland. I'm going, oh my gosh, you very rarely been in a situation where fourth quarter, it's a dogfight.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be as tough as it was for sure, but I'm glad we came out with the win.
Oh, no question about it. What'd you guys do after the, I haven't asked this yet, after the state championship, what'd you guys do?
not a whole lot.
Went to what restaurant?
Yeah, we went out to Hibachi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's go party a little bit, huh?
We go talk about the party bus. Come on.
Oh. Party bus going home, yes.
Yeah, and then on our way from Stratton to Benkelman, Emily led a party bus, and we just did, like, karaoke and stuff. So that was really fun.
Is she the party organizer?
Definitely.
She gets things started right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the best karaoke song? To play or to sing.
Yeah,
we ready was good.
Yeah, we ready was good.
It was just a good time on the way home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. And I do believe when you got home, you had a little, the fire trucks and stuff like that kind of led you in, right?
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was good. No question about it. You've still got a couple of more years.
Yep.
This is not going to end anytime soon, is it?
No.
Is she a woman of many words around you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably can't shut you up, right? It's just radio. It's just hundreds of thousands of people listening to you right now, Ava. That's all.
Yeah.
You bet. So, had a first track and field meet. What'd you think yesterday?
It was hot outside.
A little toasty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You bet. You feel like you're going to, hey, you guys want to win another state. You'd love to win. Gosh, this would be three in a year. That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
It would be.
All right. What are the plans? I mean, getting ready for spring? Yeah, I'm sure the summer months coming up for you is going to be really busy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Camps?
Yeah.
Stuff like that? But that is, I'm sure you wouldn't have any other way, would you?
Mm-mm.
All right. Thanks, Ava. Appreciate it. Nice job. All right, Clara. Wow, what a season, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, and you just... In some ways, or even withdrawals of basketball, you're just like, it's done. I don't want it to be done yet.
Yeah, it definitely is weird just like going from one sport to the other since we've gone deep in pretty much every season. So you get your little week off and then you got to get right into track or right into basketball. But, you know, it doesn't bother me that much, you know. As long as I get my week off, I can relax a little bit.
But what a memorable senior season it's been because this is it for you.
Yeah.
Senior, you got to stay volleyball. state basketball. Now you got to track, and it's, hey, you graduate and move on to college, huh?
Yeah, it's been really fun. This has honestly been my best year of sports I've played yet, and hopefully track's even better. But yeah, I've had a great time with everyone I've been playing with. It's just been really fun overall. So we've had the success, and then I've just been a really fun season. I laugh a lot. You know, just get to hang out with my friends all the time and play sports. It's awesome.
You had some great, outstanding comments in the post game on Saturday at the Why Not game that made a lot of folks in Western Nebraska very, very happy about to really say, hey, we in Western Nebraska can play basketball too.
Yeah, and that's just something we hear all the time. Just, oh, these teams out east, they're going to get their 11, their 12 seeds. They're going to come play some of these teams that don't play as great as competition as they do because they get the like Lincoln schools, all the private schools up there. But yeah, I knew that we are the best team in the state, and I knew that we were going to go down and win, but we did kind of have to get through that like idea that West basketball isn't as like strong as East basketball. But I'm glad we got to represent, and Ogallala was down there and played good games, even though they didn't end up getting upset. But and Scottsbluff too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was just proud to be from the west side of the state.
Those comments are gonna stay around for a long time, Claire. I have a feeling, no question. Got to talk about the champ. Game, the Why Not, like we talked about with the girls already, but boy, crunch time. It was parents were probably in the stands tossing down Tums like crazy trying to, because I'm sure they had a lot of nervous stomachs in the crowd, but you guys held together, and what a big stretch in that fourth quarter to pull away from this team.
Yeah, and honestly, during all those games, even like Loomis, when we were down and it really could have been the end of our season, the end of like, wouldn't have won a state championship, I never really felt those nerves like we are going to lose, like just kind of feeling that just like impending doom coming, but I kind of knew we were going to get it taken care of. It just never really, like, I think we stayed pretty level.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to do, especially in those type of games. Like, it's the biggest game of our life. We're playing in our state championship game. We're playing in our first round of state ever. Like, it's do or die. Like, you're done. So I think we did a really good job staying level-headed, but watching back the game really makes me nervous, even though I know the outcome. But yeah, I didn't even, like, feel it during the game, which I'm glad. I think it kind of kept us in.
Now, I'm glad you brought it up. Have you gone back and watched all three games?
I think we've watched a little bit of the Why Not game.
Okay.
And then we watched film of our Loomis game, obviously, before our Archangels game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just weird, like, seeing yourself play, because I just remember putting on the state championship games on TV last year and watching
right.
Dorchester and watching Fall City Sacred Heart and just watching all those teams, and that was us. We played, and everyone, like, across the state was watching. So it's just really crazy.
Pretty special feeling cutting down the nets, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, that's the first time I've ever got to do that in my high school career, and then I got it twice in, like, the span of 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. It was really awesome.
Yeah, you watch it over and over as a kid, watching other teams doing it. It's like, gosh, I'd like to do that sometime, and by gosh, it happened.
Yeah, right.
You bet. Now you're into track mode. You've had a great track and field career. You're going on for college track. What different can you do besides, obviously, win it again? I asked your dad this, and he gave me a good answer. I said, what can she do different than her senior year? Run faster. Duh. You got some times, I'm sure, in all your events. Let's go faster.
Yeah, I mean, I have another state record to break. I lost it last year in the prelims of the 100, so I want to get that back and just push my state and state meet records even more. And I think we have a little bit more of, like, a team aspect this year, just with only having 8 girls out for track and qualifying 5 this year. We got a lot more girls out, so we can kind of get a couple relay teams together, score a lot of points there, get a lot more girls involved, and I can do whatever I can to help everyone else get a gold medal at state. So I think that's kind of the step up this year, and we have a chance that we can score maybe 100 points at state. So breaking that record would be cool.
There you go. I'm glad you brought that up. I did not know that one. You got a little sister at home who's a distance runner. How did that happen?
She honestly looks so much better running distance than she does sprints. I mean, she's really quick, and she's really coming into herself. But she does her distance workouts with our high school girls, and she just looks really strong. She looks really smooth. She recovers really fast, which I'm laying on the ground after my workout day, and she's standing up and dancing around. I'm like, I don't know how you're doing that. But, yeah, she had a really successful junior high cross-country season. She went to cross-country state and did really well. And this is, yeah, I think she got 5th with C&D. But yeah, she's been doing really well, and I think she really likes it. And she kind of found her thing.
Yeah. Northern Arizona, correct?
Yep.
Got that school right. Are you getting excited? I mean, you don't want to wish the track and field season away or the summer away, but in some ways – I can't wait to get to school.
Yeah, I am really excited just because part of the reason I picked that program, just because they have like a culture of winning. They win conference. I think they're on their 5th in a row women's and 14th in a row men's conference championship. They win indoor. They win outdoor. It's really great, and I really like my coach. So I'm excited to be with my teammates next year. I've talked to a couple of them that I signed with in this class. But yeah, I'm just super excited. It's a super fun environment to be in, and I love Flagstaff. It's very different from Nebraska. I love them both in different ways, but yeah, I'm super excited to be down there.
Well, you've got cactuses and no grass and a lot of sand and things like that. So
it's more evergreen trees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's mountainy. It's very different from Arizona.
So I'm thinking more Phoenix. I've been to Phoenix, so it's. Is it cut down, like split or something like that?
It is. It's really different. They say just drive, like, if you really want the heat, then you can drive, like, 2 hours south to Phoenix. But, I mean, when I was there in the summer for our camp, it was warmer in Benkelman than it was in Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's very different. You still get snow.
Right.
Still get winter. Still get seasons and stuff. But you just don't get the super, like, hot weather.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Great season. Fun to talk to you. Can't wait to watch you. The rest of the track and field season is going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Staying healthy is the key, correct?
Yep.
You betcha. Thanks again.
Yeah,
all right, Emily, Coach Schaub, you have something?
He's been selected to the All-Star game at the end of the summer. You know, when they the NCAA game, or I'm not sure what they call that, but the
Nebraska Coaches Association.
Well, you're going to play. You're going to. Did that just?
Selected that.
Oh, very good. I had not known that yet. Very
just
good.
Just got the email a couple days ago.
Huh? Very good. That'll be fun, won't
it? Yeah, I'm excited.
You bet. There's going to be some other All-Star games. You're going to play in the, like, Cambridge one?
Yeah, I'll play in the Cambridge one.
RPAC?
I'm going to try to play in all that we can. Just kind of fit them around, like, vacation and, you know, summer schedule. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to play sports again, so it'll be super fun. It's just kind of the girls that I played club basketball, club volleyball with, just kind of staying around RPAC. So, I mean, it's super fun to play with them. I really enjoy playing club basketball, club volleyball.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just really fun.
All right. Nice job, Clara. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Last but not least, Emily, the party bus organizer. Is this going to be something like from here on out, maybe your career or something like that? Hey, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think I might become a party bus leader. You never know.
There you go. What a great season it's been, huh? Been fun.
Yeah, really fun.
You bet. So, which is your favorite sport? You do them all, volleyball or basketball?
Volleyball's my favorite sport.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair enough. You bet. Phenomenal year in volleyball. That was fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun getting to – we fell short last year in our district final, and we got a sweep in our district final this year. We went to state, won our first game. We lost our last two, but it was still really fun to get to go make an appearance and – have our first program win at state, which was really cool.
And I'm glad you brought that up. In volleyball, basketball, you've been so close
the
last couple of years. And I'm sure at the beginning of the season, hey, enough of being close. Mm-hmm. We need to knock that door down and get there, and not only get there, but win a state championship.
Yeah.
You bet.
Definitely. We kind of talked in the beginning of the season, like, we don't want to fall short again. We just want to go and do what we know we can do. Like, I think we figured out how to win. So it was,
Not many teams at state, I've looked at the rosters, Mark brought me home a book and everything, have the size. Wow. I mean, when we got three girls and, you know, 5'10", 6 foot, something like that, that size is a little intimidating, I guess, for some teams, isn't it?
Yeah, we got blessed in, like, we have four girls on our team, four starters. We got two little short girls, but, I mean, four starters over 5'9", so, I mean, that's... Most teams don't have that, so I'd say we got blessed in that department.
I've asked all the other girls the why not game. Your thoughts, you know, in the fourth quarter, especially, it's crunch time. Hey, we're going to win this baby. I don't care what anybody says, we're going to win it.
Yeah, I think we just knew, like, we had to play to win, and I think I never thought we were going to lose. I was just always, like, when we got tied up and they got ahead, I was just like, okay, we'll just play our game, get back up. It's not a big deal.
Did it seem like the clock wasn't running fast enough, though?
Yes, it felt like it was going so slow.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I was watching it, listening to Mark, and going, that clock's been at 2 minutes, I think, for the last 10 minutes.
I agree, yeah.
Like, whether it be timeouts and stuff like that, and it just sometimes you have games like that, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I would say the Loomis game kind of went like that. It was going, like, really slow, and it was just really back and forth, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Coach Schaub story you can share with us that's a really doozy that everybody needs to know about? She's thinking. There's probably got 10 or 20 of them the way she's thinking right now.
I have a lot. I mean, one of his best sayings is slice up the defense. Uh-huh. Or what else does he say?
Schaub was having fun with us on the bus ride home.
Oh, yeah, Schaub. So we
played. Was he doing karaoke, too?
Well, what song was it we played?
Insane in the Membrane.
We played, the Insane in the Membrane song. And I was, giving him the microphone. He was singing, and he was just getting down, dancing.
Did anybody record this?
I hope so.
Man.
Maybe Coach Gleesberg did. We might have to have her send it to you.
We need to see this.
We do need
might
to see
be
this.
Might be, you never know, American Idol. Maybe Coach
I
Schaub.
Agree. It might be a future career for
exactly
Schaub.
Right.
Oh, no.
What did she say? What did you say?
She has the potential to be a rock star.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Schaub.
Very good. Just, you had a lot of fun. That was after you win it. All the pressure's off.
Yeah, definitely.
And it just, you're still enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, we just got to live in the moment. It was cool.
Yeah.
She hit a huge shot. She hit the game-winning shot in the Loomis game. She's got a habit of getting that last-second shot at the end of the game. It's about the third time she's done that.
So. You don't mind doing that, do you? Give her the ball.
I think it's kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got track season. How'd you think first track meet went yesterday?
I thought it was good. Definitely, felt way better than I thought it would. We broke the meet record in the 4x2 and 4x4, uh-huh. So that was cool.
Yeah.
I'd say we ran good for our first meet.
So as far as events this year for you, what are you going to do now? Because you, in the past, you've been running more long distances the last couple of years. Is that going to change a little bit more?
No, definitely. Probably 4x4. I think we're going to try to put in a 4x8. If we have more girls out, it could definitely work. And then I'll probably do the 2-mile again. And maybe the 800 mile. Just throw things in there. See what I'm going to qualify in.
You don't mind on meet days doing the. I always say running the gauntlet. If you do the 32, the mile, the 4x8, and the 800, that's a lot of laps.
Yeah, it's going to be not fun if I have to do that, but I'd be willing to do it, try to get to state in some of those events.
Just score as many points as possible, right?
Yep.
All right. So you got club volleyball going on right now.
Yep.
Enjoy that. You've still got another year.
Yes.
Are you pretty excited for next year?
Yes, I am. I'm excited going into our senior season after coming off of our highs in both volleyball, basketball, and track. I think we can just try to do it all again. I mean, as a program, we know how to win, so I think we can just keep doing that.
So I know I'm not trying not to look ahead too much, but with one more year, you want to play college volleyball?
I do, yeah.
Okay, starting to look at maybe some schools, mm-hmm. getting some interest, getting some emails, some mail, stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right. Any school in mind you'd like to go to? Or?
South Dakota School of Mines, probably my top option right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's good. Because they got to fit both academically and athletically.
Yes.
What do you want to do with your career? Besides being a party boys bus organizer.
I mean, that'll be my side hustle. I want to do something medical. If I went there, I'd do biomedical engineering, which sounds pretty bad, but it didn't seem that bad.
Wow. Yeah. Could make a lot of money on that one, probably.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Very good. Emily, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Boy, it's been fun to talk to you. I'll go back to Coach Schaub over here. And Coach, I know we have some young ladies that didn't make the trip this morning, and we want to recognize those. These five did a really good job, but you had some other help too, didn't you?
You bet. Kim Oscobar wanted to show up, but she'd already committed to there's some kind of art club thing.
Uh-huh.
So you bet. No, she's huge for us. And then after these six, we had eight freshmen who really stepped it up and, gave us that scout team that we needed to see. And some also contributed down there at state. Charlie Schaub, Charlotte's did an amazing job. Mainly Forch is coming along. We got a lot of them. We're going to need them to step up next year to replace these two outstanding seniors.
Mm-hmm. No question. You're gonna be excited when the time comes this summer to get after it with camps and stuff like that and see what you can do next year.
You bet. Just the commitment we receive from these ladies is just outstanding. You know, they work hard in the weight room and track and then these summers, they're by the time you're doing volleyball and basketball, we just ask so much, but they just want to win and really help their teammates out. So just amazing.
You're another coach that just keeps on doing it one sport to the next. You're just assistant track and field coach and enjoying another great season coming up, huh?
You bet. It works out good, so I'm really blessed to be part of that program. It's just an outstanding track program run by Coach Spargo and Megan Spargo.